Think we are golden. How good's the new camera, by the way? For anyone that can see this, how good is the new camera? What's up, everyone? I'm just letting everyone know that we're in here. If you do not know who I am, my name is Chris Morrison. I run a company called Predictable Sales. If you aren't familiar with what we do over here at Predictable Sales, we help a lot of agency owners, consultants, business coaches, sales trainers who have the desire to grow like a really highly scalable business that they'd like to grow into a proper CEO position, you know, 7 figures plus per year. But the struggle is consistently finding quality lead flow coming in, booking sales calls on a weekly basis, and actually getting consistent sales coming in, or predictable sales, as someone might mention, if that makes sense, right? And they never really know if the strategy they're using is actually working for them or not. And it's really frustrating. And because of that, it feels like they're always taking like one step forward, sorry, 2 steps forward, 1 step back, 2 steps forward, 1 step back. And it never really feels like they're growing their business as a natural consequence of that too. Well, what we do is we help agency owners, sales trainers, business consultants, business coaches, just like that, with direct one-on-one coaching to help, you know, tailor to their specific goals, but turn their business into a systemized, absolute fucking profit machine. That not only makes great recurring revenue, but also gives a life simplicity, makes it simpler to run than ever before, and just makes hitting your goals an absolute fucking dream. If anything like that resonates with you, then this is the place to be. You're in the right place, and I'm here to show you guys something really cool today, actually. Something that has helped our clients fairly heavily for a really long time. Also myself too. I'm here to chat to you guys today about how we've generated over $600,000 just from simple follow-up methodologies and managing our pipeline more effectively than anything else alone, if that makes sense. I think this is like a hidden art that most people typically in the space don't actually spend that much time putting attention, energy, and focus into, which in my opinion loses them a lot of money because I think one of the biggest challenges that many people and I'm not gonna say if it's anyone in particular, but there are a lot of people out there in this space that are focusing you in on, let's get more leads, more leads, more leads. How do we get more leads? How do we get more calls? How do we do all of those things, which places value on producing more lead flow all of the time and actually doesn't put you in the best position to be able to capitalize the most and convert the leads that you do get, even if they don't sign up today. And something that I think I've done religiously and ridiculously well because of my past experience before running this coaching business, like this business and the agency stuff that we've done prior to that. Something that I'd done ridiculously well was making sure that I capitalized on every single opportunity, no matter how fucking long it took me to actually close that deal. And it's a hidden art that isn't really spoken about that much in this industry. And that's why when people come to us, they typically tend to crush so heavily. And if you guys can see on the screen here, it says comment pipeline below if you guys would like a copy of the pipeline playbook that shows specifically step by step how to actually do it. And there's 12 offers you can use to follow up. Scripts, tools, templates. We've got everything you would need in there to actually essentially copy what we've done to produce the same amount of money if you have the pipeline available to yourself right now, in order for you to actually go and collect $600,000 yourself or whatever money that might be in your pipeline right now. If you have a group or a Facebook group of 500 plus right now, my suspicion is there's probably about $100,000 sitting in there waiting for you to grab right now. You just need to know how to find it. If you'd like to grab it, comment the word pipeline below, and either myself or Kyle will get that across to you really quickly. Now, one thing I want to do while I'm showing you through this today is like run through three of the actual strategies that we typically tend to use that really do help produce a lot more money if you actually utilize them more effectively at the same time too. And the first thing I want to run into is like the first, I guess, I'm going to say secret because it's not really a secret. It's just like the first frame of thought to come from that I think most people typically don't tend to actually think about is that if you do not focus on the money that already exists in your world, and you are focused on that generating new leads and generating new leads and generating new leads, you're going to put yourself in a position where you will you'll lose a lot of money. You'll lose a lot of opportunity just by trying to produce a whole lot more right now, as opposed to trying to find out where the cash in your existing world is right now and generating that really fucking quickly. So what's really interesting about this is almost every single person that comes to work with us, I'm talking 76% of people that come to work with us, in the first 30 days collect, there isn't an exact amount, but they typically tend to sign up 2 to 3 clients. And the average of the contract value of that is somewhere between the $15,000 and $30,000 in sales in the first 30 days, purely just from actually accessing the people that live in their world right now. A lot of people who typically tend to come to work with us, you know, they might sort of be within that like $5,000 to $8,000 range. You want to get to $50,000 per month or whatever it is. And in order for them to start with us, like sometimes we do something that might be a little bit more customized in a payment plan wise to get them started with us, with maybe like a lower down payment with the intention of like closing 2 or 3 clients in that first 30 day period. And then the first thing we do is go straight to the existing pipeline and see who is there that we've either been, that we've either had that was on a past sales call with you. So someone that was unconverted that you could probably get back on a call if done correctly, and see if there's a way you could actually sell them into a solution to a problem they're currently having right now, because maybe now's the right time or whatever it is. And even people who have a really, 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 really small audience are blown away in surprise when we actually put together, because we do this customizer with every single person, we put together an offer of some sort that essentially speaks to a really core, how do I describe this? It speaks to a really core desire that your market might want, if that makes sense. And then we just slam it with evidence to prove that you can actually produce that for them. And as a natural consequence of that, people just start opting in. A really good example of this is that we just had a client whose name is John Victoria come and rejoin us, actually. He's an old client who came back. And we put together what we call the CTM 2 post. It's called the Chris Told Me 2 post. It's one of the actual strategies that we show here in the actual pipeline playbook. If you'd like a copy of that, chuck the word pipeline in below and we'll get it across to you. But essentially, you put together a post that essentially says like, hey, we have produced this result, this result, this result, this result, this result in the past, say 90 days or whatever it is. If anyone out there is interested in seeing how we could possibly do the same for you and your company right now, then by all means, comment below and we'll actually get you either some information, or we can have a bit of a strategy session to work out what might not be working in your world and actually produce a really cool result for you at the same time as, or in relation to or similar to the results that I've just said that we have here right now. Something that we do with every single client as they come in is like, we help craft out that offer for them. And when we do that, like 76% of people ROI the whole program in that first 30-day period, purely because there is so much money sitting in that pipeline right now that when we can actually put that offer in front of the right people in the right way too, right? It's not just like, hey, do this random thing. When it's done correctly to the right person, to the right process, you start seeing people just coming out of the brickworks like crazy. People will start putting their hands up and doing whatever they want, and you'll make cash. With John as the example, I think in the past, he's been with us just under 30 days now. He's added 14,000 in monthly recurring revenue or something to the effect of that, which is like crazy cool, right? Because it was money that was already sitting in his world. I think there was people from his existing Facebook group and from his past unconverted sales calls at the same time as well. Without knowing how to actually access that cash, you're never going to fucking get it, right? So again, if you'd like a copy of the Pipeline Playbook that shows you exactly how to actually run through those strategies, I do want you to just comment pipeline below and we'll actually send that across to you at the same time too. So first things first, like if you guys are not already utilizing the existing people that are in your world and actually maximizing every opportunity to the most of it, these pipeline follow-up offers will be really fucking helpful for you at the same time. But my suggestion is like, start with the people you've taken sales calls with in the past and just see what's going on. See if they found a solution to the issue they initially had. Because my personal opinion is that anyone who hops on a call with you, it's a fucking cry for help, right? If someone hops on a call with you, it's a cry for help saying, I can't fix this myself. I need help, right? And either they're going to find a solution or they're not. And if they don't find a solution, it's actually our responsibility to reach back out and say, hey, did you find a solution? If not, would you like to chat again, if that makes sense, right? So first things first is like, if you're always focused on new leads, then you're going to leave so much money on the table. And that's what I don't want for you guys. So my first suggestion is to comment pipeline below, get our pipeline playbook, and you'll be able to work out exactly which offer you can use in particular for the type of lead you have there at the same time as well. Or if you'd just like to come and work with us and we'll help you extract that cash yourself, you could do that too. Second thing. So something that we do ourselves and with every client as well, we actually pretty much have everyone use GHL in some way, shape, and form, right? But if we come over here, and I go to didn't buy hot lead, right? So everyone that sits in this category, in my opinion, right? The way I see our pipeline is almost like a, how do I describe this? Our pipeline is like a real estate building where I'm expecting people to pay rent to us in one day, shape, or form, right? But there's a specific category here called didn't buy hot lead that we use all the freaking time. And the interesting thing about didn't buy a hot lead is the way that I label that category is like they are our future clients. They are the people that, in my opinion, if we were to nurture effectively and keep that relationship going, like they're going to invest money into working with us in some period of time, whether it be now, in a week, in 3 months, whatever it is. And there have been so many instances where I've seen those people go and sign up with someone else. And I just like, I woke up one day and I'm like, I fucking refuse to ever let that happen again, right? Like, there is just no world where I'm going to allow that to happen again, because we are going to be the best person to help you guys grow and scale your offer, right? I know this. We have 300 people that we've worked with and over 500 testimonials from different problems that we've helped them solve. I know for a fact, if you are looking to get great sales processes in place and bring a fucking fantastic team to get yourself out of the day-to-day, there is no one out there who's going to be able to do a better job for the market that we serve, i.e. agency owners, consultants, and sales trainers, marketing consultants, anything like that, right? Like if you sell a high ticket B2B, solve a money problem for someone else offer, there's very few people out there that are going to do this, right? Now, the real interesting thing is like when we started utilizing that category of the didn't buy hot lead list, if you do that effectively and you keep nurturing those people, it's like, how do I describe this? It's almost like having a targeted missile, right? Targeted missiles that they use in like war, right? Like the way that they are actually done is like they're set to a target and it's going to fucking hit it, right? There are very few things that will make a targeted missile in the Air Force actually not actually hit their target. One of them being it actually being hit by something else, right? Like that's one of the things that will actually prevent that from doing that, if that makes sense. However, if you do that effectively and you keep nurturing that person and you have a list of people that you are describing should be clients in the future, right? Like they are future clients of yours for you to collect cash on and help solve a problem and be able to actually keep and retain for a really long time because you do a really good fucking job of what you do. Not having that in place is like saying, I'm going to get someone really hot, wet, and bothered, right? Like I'm going to get someone to a point of a sales call with me or a point of self-admitting that they have a problem. And they self-admit that they have that problem. And guess what happens after that? Now we've left them hot, wet, and bothered. And they know that they have a problem. And then they know that they have a need for a solution now, because the second that someone can essentially self-diagnose that they have that issue, right? If they self-diagnose that they have that issue, guess what happens, right? It doesn't leave their mind until they get it fixed. It's something called the croc brain, right? The croc brain is the part of you that's just like it will eat at you until it finds an answer to the problem or gets a solution to the issue that you have now actually created a really clear, oh fuck, this must get fixed because there's a huge problem for me. Like you've planted the seed and now they must get it fixed. And if they don't, they know that they're not reaching their full potential. What happens in a lot of cases is that you will go and actually be the person that creates the actual trigger in the croc brain and makes them go, I must get this fixed. Then they go and get it fixed by someone else because you didn't fucking follow up with them, right? Like, there's nothing worse than waking up and going, oh, they paid someone else money. Must be me. Well, actually, in this situation, it actually was you. You just didn't follow up. So maybe do that, right? There's a couple of things as to why most people don't do this and they don't do it well. It's like they don't have the strategy in how to actually follow up effectively. They don't know how to communicate with that person, like the skill of follow up, the skill of the communication, and the skill of like knowing how to communicate with each different person at each different stage of the pipeline at the same time too. This is one of my favorite things to actually help people on. When we do this right, like let's say you normally sign up 3 clients a month, you'll start signing up on average 7 to 8 a month just from actually managing your pipeline more effectively, because you'll actually have those people that were hot, wet, and bothered. You did actually trigger that croc brain and you actually are putting them in a position where they know they need that help now. But you're actually following up with them enough to actually say, yes, I'd like to do this, right? This alone has helped us make more than $600,000 just from people who we kept in contact with and had a really good strategy around it at the same time as well. Which like brings me to, I guess, that last piece, the last thing I want to speak about, right? So like, first thing is like, if you want to actually make sure you can be the most profitable that you can and get the most back from if you use ad spend or even organic at the same time as well, like whatever it is that you're doing, if you aren't getting what you want and need back, it's because you aren't actually managing your pipeline as effectively as you could. And first thing is like, yes, new leads are great, but my suspicion is you have hundreds of thousands of dollars sitting in your pipeline right now, or a Facebook group, existing GHL, whatever the hell it is. Like, 76% of people out of 300 people that we've worked with, which is what, like 250 or some shit like that, have all had money sitting there, right? So like, you are very unlikely going to be a snowflake that doesn't have that. If you've been in business for more than a year, you will have money sitting there to collect right now. In addition to that, knowing who to follow up with, having a hot list of people to actually communicate with at all times is going to be really fucking smart for you, because you will be able to say, cool, I'm going to set my targeted missile inside my mind's eye here as to how to actually keep in contact with this person and realize, okay, I'm going to have you as a client one day. You are going to be a client of mine. It's just a matter of time, and it's a matter of timing at the same time as well. Identifying when the right timing is for that to happen at the same time too. And the last one is like the strategy, right? If you do not have a core strategy in place in how to do this, it will not work out for you, right? I can give you our pipeline playbook if you want it. Comment below. I'll show it to you again if you guys haven't seen that yet again and you're just hopping in now. The pipeline playbook has 12. I might have even given an additional free one at the end. They get the bonus one. The 13th pipeline offer for you guys to utilize at the same time as well. It's 33 pages. It's literally scripts, tools, and templates, right? But the biggest thing I think that most people don't utilize to their most effective that they could is like, every training you do, every post you do is actually a part of what you could use to follow up with people you've spoken to in the past. And the way I like doing things, right, is every person you speak to that either has an objection or doesn't know enough about what it is that you're actually doing and that you feel that they need to, or they feel that they need to, do a training on it and then send that shit to them and say, hey, this is what I feel would be really helpful to you right now. But don't teach. Shift their beliefs, right? Do that and you'll see a huge impact in the amount of people who start saying, okay, cool. One, they remember me. Two, he fucking created something for me and I can see that this guy genuinely cares about me. But three, then you have a bank of assets you can use all the time to start handing out to people in between your discovery calls and sales calls, or from messenger through to before a sales call, to actually increase their know, like, and trust, but also increase their belief that you're going to be the right person to help them out, right? So you have content you can use in between calls to actually increase the probability of them believing that you're the right fit. But then also in your pipeline, like in your GHL, this fucking beautiful thing here, right? Like I showed you the didn't buy hot lead category, right? Like with us, when we use that, like we're constantly sending out new assets to those people to show them like, hey, we do have proof that we can solve this for you. And we do have the ability to show you guys how to do this right now too. not utilizing the stuff that you're creating on a weekly basis to the best of your ability through your existing pipeline and in between sales calls is like sabotage to the money you could be making. And my suggestion is to not fucking do that, right? Make money. That's your job here. I don't do this because like, I would not do this if it was not profitable for me to do this. And I would not do this if I could not use this exact training in 88 different ways. Like that would be wild for me to not do that. So my suggestion is that you guys should do that at the same time too. If you guys would like a copy of the pipeline playbook, which will show you exactly how to do that, then comment the word pipeline below and we will actually share it with you. We'll reach out to you. We'll give it to you and you'll be able to go and do the exact same in your world. If by chance you think it would be helpful to you in any way, shape, and form for myself or someone else in the team to then have a look at your existing pipeline, your groups, the people that are in your existing network, your audience, your CRM, and find out where the actual money is, because we have a very keen eye for this. Again, 76% of people who work with us can actually collect 10 to 30K in cash in the first 30 days, purely based on the fact because we know exactly where to look and find it. If by chance you think it would be in some form appropriate to actually have someone look through that with you so you can find where that cash is and get it like within the next week, do me a favor, reach out and we'll get some time on the calendar to go through your pipeline, have a look at what's going on, what you might be able to collect and work out where the cash is for you to collect right now. Worst case scenario, you have a shitload of cash to collect on. Even worst case scenario than that, you have a very clear insight as to where to look in your pipeline and what to do from there so you can actually know where to find it later on at the same time too. Outside of that, guys, thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this, let me know. If there's anything else you guys like us to do a training on, let me know about that too. Hope you guys have a fantastic afternoon. Also, hope you guys liked the hat and I'll speak to you all soon. Peace.